The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Billy Eichner has a new movie out. It is supposedly hilarious. I've seen him promoting it with Paul Rudd all over social media. And guess what? He's inside the podcast today.
Yes.
This is a big deal. This is the first Hollywood blockbuster that was produced by an openly queer man. And it's just funny.
I love that it's called Bros.
I know, right?
And Anthony's actually sitting down with Chris Estrada, who was just on Jimmy Kimmel. He's an upcoming comedian.
Oh, yeah. All right. Dana Cortez Show Funny Podcast begins now.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
So we're talking to Billy Eichner, MTV VMAs 2022. Is it just me or does it feel different this year?
Every year is a little different. I don't know. I've been watching the VMAs since I was a child. I'm excited to be here. Yeah.
So how do you feel walking the red carpet? Who are you most excited to see on stage? We've got Jack Harlow performing or hosting, LL Cool J hosting, Nicki Minaj performing, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Who do you want to see?
I forgot about the Chili Peppers. I've been a fan of theirs since I was a kid in the early MTV days. Excited to see Lizzo. Excited to see Panic at the Disco, Bad Bunny. It's going to be an amazing night.
I feel like diversity and love is such a theme. How important is it to you? I know your rom-com is a big deal.
Yeah.
Let's talk about diversity and love and how far we've come. Are you excited about the next steps?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm an openly gay man. I have been in Hollywood and in comedy since I began over 20 years ago. Things have definitely evolved, definitely gotten better. That's why I'm so excited about Bros, my movie, which is coming out in September. First gay rom-com ever made by a major studio. The entire cast is openly LGBTQ. But it's also a Judd Apatow movie. He made Bridesmaids and 40-Year-Old Virgin, so it's hilarious, you know? It's not just historic. It's a really, really funny movie, and Bros is part of the evolution of Hollywood, and I'm very excited to be a part of it. So people get out there and go to the movie theater September 30th.
Congratulations on all your success, and thanks for opening so many doors for other people.
I'm doing my best. Thank you very much.
I don't have a dollar to name a woman.
Name a woman. T.S. Madison. She's in Bros, my movie. Go see it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Straight from your Hulu Q, the man, Chris Estrada, is in the cut. What else? What up, Chris?
Chilling, man. How you doing?
Good. Better that you're here now. Now, the biggest thing that's going on right now, I would assume, in your life, you tell me if I'm wrong, but you just released This Fool, which is streaming now on Hulu, co-created by yourself, correct?
Yep, co-created by myself.
And co-starring our homie Frankie Quiones, too.
Yep.
I want to ask you, for the people who may not have, you know, clicked on it yet or jumped into the program, what is This Fool about? What's the premise of the show, bro?
This Fool is about a dude in his 30s who's just living at home, can't figure out life, lives in South Central Los Angeles, and then his cousin comes back after 10 years of being in prison.
Okay, now you're talking to me.
Yeah,
now you're talking to me. Now you're talking about people coming home. That's a little something I know about, dog.
Yeah, same here.
Okay,
same
so here. You've had a few cousins come back home in real life, right?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, based on my real life. Then he has a cousin come back home after 10 years being in prison, and he decides to try to run this fool's life.
Oh, no, no. For anybody out there who may be going through a process where you're bringing somebody back over from prison, you're welcoming them, you're trying to help them get reformed. You have any piece of advice for somebody? Do they have to be patient? What is it?
Give those fools their personal space.
Oh. Then,
give them their personal space. They're about it. You know, I just remember, like, anytime my cousins came back and I was a little too close to them, they were like, hey, dog, just give me some feet in front of us.
Yeah, my dad was really big on never bending over to tie your shoes. He was real weird about that.
Yep.
Yeah, after he came back, bro. It was odd, dog. Now, I also read I think it was the LA Times, or no, NPR, all right? I mean, you're a fancy cholo, dog.
I'm fancy.
Hey, bro. Brown man to brown man, dog. NPR talking to this fool. I was like, yo, this fool made it, dog. NPR asked you, is it true, bro? You had a daytime job up until you got the call to do Hulu, the Hulu show, the full show.
I was a stand-up comedian, but, you know, stand-up doesn't pay until it pays. So
that's why I'm here every single morning.
Yep. So I was just doing stand-up at night in the city in Los Angeles and then out of town on the weekends. But I was working at a warehouse Monday through Friday.
So is that where you got a lot of the experience with the reformed cholos?
All those fools. If they're not tow truck drivers, they work at a warehouse.
Now, you're going through the comedy grind of, you know, doing your thing in Los Angeles, bro. And pretty early on into your comedy career, you had an encounter with Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah, that's so
dude,
funny.
I mean, that's a legendary moment for any comedian,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah, he told me I sucked.
Oh, no! This fool! No!
I was doing a show at the Improv in Los Angeles in the little side room called The Lab, and it was one of those challenge shows. It was like a gimmick show.
Okay.
Where you weren't doing traditional stand-up. They would, like, you would pull a challenge from a hat.
Yeah.
You had to do this goofy-ass challenge, whatever it was.
Okay, so, like, okay, so there'll be different things on stage. You can't move your hands. Yeah. You can't do this. You got to dance. You got to do certain things. All right. Like a little comedy Olympics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right there. I hate those because it turns us into OnlyFans girls.
I'm like, dog, I worked hard at writing this material. Now I got to do your goofy-ass, like,
thing.
I pulled the challenge, and it was to play the piano while saying my jokes, but I don't know how to play the piano.
So what'd you do? Did you drop a song or no?
No, I just hit keys, and I started saying street jokes. Like, I started doing, like, really dirty street jokes. And he was playing, Seinfeld was in the main room, and my boy caught him outside and was like, yo, would you like to do a guest spot on my show? And then he goes, yeah, absolutely. So
so now Jerry Seinfeld's waiting in the wing.
Yeah.
Right? And you're on stage at this little show that has you pulling tricks out of a hat.
Yep.
And you're doing a piano.
And nothing but dirty jokes.
Nothing but dirty jokes over a piano.
Over piano. Mm. And people are laughing. And all my friends are laughing. And I think to myself, oh, yo, I must be really funny right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I thought this sucked, but I must be, like, viscerally, like, I'm on some Eddie Murphy type thing right
Am I Dr. Dre behind his keys right now with the jokes and everything?
But apparently they were all laughing because he looked disgusted.
Oh!
No! So by the time he made it on stage, my friend introduces him, and I was like, yo, did he watch me? And then my buddy's like, yeah, he watched all of it. And then I'm just sitting there like, oh God, I hope he doesn't say anything. And he was like, what was that? Who was that?
No!
That guy sucks. Yeah, that guy should not be doing comedy.
Have you since reconnected with Jerry Seinfeld? I mean, you know.
No, never. I'm not in that full sphere. No, I'm never. But you know what? I love that story. I think it's hilarious.
That's a beautiful story. Yeah. Way better than the bombing story I had.
Yeah, well, it's better than him telling me, that was okay.
Yeah, no, dude. At least you made some type of impression on him.
Yeah.
And that's really what counts right there, dog. Nope. That is hilarious. No, bro, I actually had a similar encounter with somebody not as famous as Jerry Seinfeld. One of the first few times I was on stage, my friend just got back from Iraq. He served. He was a veteran.
Yeah.
Saw me bomb, never showed up to one of my shows again.
Yeah.
So now he's in Hawaii with his family telling people, yo, this fool sucks. He needs to stay to his day job, dog.
Just like,
But
he
damn.
Gave him PTSD.
I mean, whoop, put that in my pocket, So now you're back on the road, though, right? You're doing stand-up. Now, for people who may be a little bit unfamiliar with you or even, you know, maybe they've seen the show, this fool, and they go, Chris Estrada, this looks really cool, but I don't know if I could laugh at this Latinx humor for anybody outside of our culture, right? Who I self-identify as Chicano, right? And for anybody who may not be of the same origin, may not be a brown bean, black bean, whatever, I'm talking about our Caucasian homies.
Yeah.
What would be your pitch for them to come watch you do stand-up material?
Hey, they like me more than us. I promise you. They like me more.
Man. That's so funny, but that's so much darker for us because there's more to that because we be hating on ourselves.
Yeah.
It's gnarly, bro.
Nah, but you know, I feel like I've always done stand-up in a way. Like, some of the stand-ups I love are like stand-ups like, you know, like I love New York comics like Dave Attell. I love people like Colin Quinn. I love all type of stand-up, Patrice O'Neill and stuff, Greg Giraldo. So I've always tried to be like, you know, my approach has always been to be like a smart hood dude.
Gotcha.
When it comes to like stand-up.
I mean, that's who you are, though, right? And when it comes to, when it came to go back to the show, when it came to the making of the show, I mean, the title is This Fool. And I use that term regularly. Like, it's a second nature to me, right? When you came out, I got it. Was there any pushback from the producers or anybody at Hulu saying, you know what, we need to make sure that this isn't an inclusive show. We didn't make it for everybody.
Nah, they messed with it. Like, I remember when we said it, we were like, yo, we're to be called This Fool. And then they were like, I played it to them as like a double entendre and said, like, you know, it could mean for people who don't know the colloquialism of it or like culturally. Like,
no mames way.
Yeah. I said, it could be like, who's the fool of the show or whatever. And mm-hmm. they were like, yeah, fine. Don't worry about it. We like it.
Well,
yeah.
And, you know, not to go down a little history avenue, but like, you know, the origins of the term fool, you know, you have the royal fool who's the court's jester. So, I mean, there's something to it, too. And, all right, I got to ask you this now, brown man to brown man, brother. Where are you at with the term Latinx? Because I've seen a lot of it was Latinx this, unlike a lot of the write-ups from the LA Times to, you know, Vulture to NPR. It was like this Latinx style humor. Now, here amongst the Dana Cortez show, Dana Cortez identifies as a Chicana.
Yeah.
I am Chicano.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, I was like, I didn't really know what Latinx meant. And then I realized it says Chicanos who love Chipotle.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's pretty much what it is to me.
I feel you.
What is Latinx to you, brother? And how do you feel about that term?
You know, the way I feel about it, it's like, I don't consider myself that. But, you know, but if anybody considers themselves that, hey, man.
What do you consider yourself, doggy?
Well, I'll be honest with you, dog. I just think of myself as, like, Mexican. I mean, I don't know. That's what's up. Because my family's not, like, my mom, my parents are from Mexico, dog.
Now you Mexican.
So to them, they're not, like, my mom doesn't even know what a Chicano is.
Mm.
You know, like, my mom is, like, my mom told me, she goes, oh, I thought Chicanos were people who would, like, lowriders and cholos and stuff like that. And sure, you know, that's a low aspect.
A lot of it is that culture. And you go back to the movement of, you know, the things that did happen even in, I'm from New Mexico. So for us, you know, I always grew up telling, there was a weird difference. We're minority majority states. So there's a weird difference. There's a difference between Hispanic and Mexican.
Yeah.
And I always grew up telling people I'm Hispanic and not Mexican, not knowing what the hell I was talking about. But growing up, realizing that, you know, later on in life, that Chicano just means like a son of the Southwest United States.
Pretty much.
And to your mom's credit, though, dog, it is a lot of lowriders. It is a lot of Tres Flores, a lot of hot Cheetos and all that fun stuff, too. But the term Latinx is something that kind of digs at me. And does it bother you at all?
You know, it's a little goofball to me. Mm-hmm. But, like, I always just go, man, if you want to identify, well, the thing about it too is that, like, to me, I'll be honest with you, I just identify as Latino too.
Yeah.
So, like, to me, I don't know what the X is about. Yeah. I don't know who's it for.
I don't get it either.
Are you guys superheroes? What's going on? You know, but, you know, I go, hey, if you want to do it, but leave me out of it. You know?
Say, bro. Yeah. And now, Chris, man, you got the show booming. Bringing back great reviews. You're on tour. What's next for Chris Estrada, bro?
Keep doing stand-up comedy, man. Just that. And hopefully we get a second season of the show. But in the meantime, kind of doing what got me the show, which is stand-up. And, yeah, I'm really excited about that. Performing here in Tempe.
There we go. We got a show tonight. We got two more shows on Friday, two more shows on Saturday, one on Sunday, the full weekend at the Tempe Improv. Chris Estrada, for the people who don't have your social media, go ahead and plug that, too, while you can.
Oh, yeah. On Instagram, I'm Chris Estrada Comic. On Twitter, I'm at Chris Estrada 85. That's where you can find me. You can find me under Chris Estrada on Facebook. Yeah, hit me up there.
There it is. And I'm encouraging you, imploring you, be at the Tempe Improv this weekend and go run up the numbers on that Hulu streaming show. This fool, man, it is a great piece of work, bro.
And I'm very
as a Chicano dog, I'm proud of that, bro. Yeah, it's a good thing for us to look at, and we love it, bro. Thank you for coming by Dana Cortez Show. Chris Estrada at the Tempe Improv. Let's do a pair of tickets right now for the Friday Late Show. 602-256-6983. Call number 9. You get in lace with those tickets to see Chris Estrada at the Tempe Improv. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.